This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I spend most of my time right over there mining the news mountain for the finest green story, basalt, chiseling it into the most topical basin adorned and ringed with handles and ivy bas-relief to create for you the exquisite Hadrianic period pedestal tub that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I'm jack-slapped awake by the ghost that haunts the abandoned hospital I passed out in, where I grab a disused 50-gallon garbage bin filled with discarded solvents and roof drain runoff, then slowly submerge myself in the unlicensed slop sink of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
Right there. It's nature's broom. Meanwhile. Nature's broom. Meanwhile. In Rhode Island, a man has been charged after shooting and injuring about 80 hawks. In violation of the U.S. Migratory Bird Treaty Act, but he did it because the hawks threatened squirrels that visited squirrel feeders on his property. In a public statement, the man's legal team said, "Our client provides an essential public service and is innocent of all charges, and please give us peanut butter." Meanwhile, the Boston accent was just voted the most annoying in America. I can think of an accent more annoying, my attempt at a Boston accent. You hear that, New York? We're number one. Yankees suck. Stick that in your Dunkin' and suck on it. Absolutely annoying. Meanwhile, I'm good. I've been called the Meryl Streep of late night. Meanwhile, food experts warn that donuts will either go stale or soggy if kept in the refrigerator. Their findings were published in the New England Journal of Who the Has Leftover Donuts. Who refrigerates donuts? Yeah. Who would refrigerate a donut? Meanwhile, Bay Area restaurants are instituting penalties for brunch vomiters. Well, of course people are vomiting at brunch. It's two completely different meals fighting for supremacy in your belly. You're doing the waffle bar, then the roast beef station, then back to the eggs Benny at room, and then some room temperature shrimp. And now two mimosas are in a knife fight with half a Bloody Mary. Apparently, people are getting hammered at brunch and throwing up so often, some San Francisco restaurants will now charge people $50 cleaning fees. Or as many customers are saying, "Wow, the drink till you puke special is only $50. That's good. That's good. Can't believe the story does not include hangover anywhere in the story. Meanwhile, at a retirement community in Florida, a 77-year-old man was arrested after he was found with $1,800 worth of illegal erectile dysfunction pills. Authorities say he will do hard time. Meanwhile, to protest unreasonable work conditions, Walgreens pharmacy staff have walked out, which could impact hundreds of stores. Organizers say the walkouts are timed for whenever you're trying to pick up your prescription. Meanwhile, cowpokes and buckaroos who want to ride the range in comfort will be excited to learn of the new classic cowboy boots from Crocs. Crocs has gone full-on Western movie, even adding a pair of decorative spurs you can use on your horse to make it stop laughing at you. Plus, It's got the classic Crocs holes in them for everyone who said, I love my cowboy boots, but I just wish it was easier for snakes to get in. There's a snake in my boot.
Come on. There it is.
You gotta
I'm waiting
say
for
it.
It.
You gotta say it. You gotta
I'm waiting
say
for it.
It. Meanwhile, there's a snake in my boot. Meanwhile, backstage at the concert recently, Snoop Dogg got Ed Sheeran so high he couldn't see. According to Sheeran, the smoking started as a competition between Snoop Dogg and actor Russell Crowe, who were going blunt for blunt for blunt for blunt. And Sheeran didn't want to seem rude. It's not smart, Ed. When these two get the munchies, who in that room do you think starts to look most like a gingerbread cookie?
More Meanwhile, after this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Folks, I spend most of my time right over there harvesting the day's finest Omeshi news silk, weaving, cutting, and hand-sewing it into the most topical story, Nagoro and Okumi, then adding a finely made Nogoya Obi to create through the exquisite Furisode kimono that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, while fleeing Appalachian bootleggers I've double-crossed, I steal a kite from a confused child, then use the jagged edge of a burned-out silo to hack a neck hole into it before I rip some baling twine off an abandoned haystack for straps and convince myself I'm in disguise in the demented hobo crop top of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile,
right there, evergreen. Meanwhile, an Indiana woman stole a car from a dealership to drive to an exotic dancer interview. Well, of course, she had to steal a car. Bus seats are very uncomfortable in a G-string. I gotta say, though, I was a little dismayed to hear that she stole a Kia. Really? If you're gonna take all the legal risk of stealing a car, can I suggest you aim just a little bit higher? That's like a bank robber saying, all right, back away from the money and fill this bag with all those pens with the little chains on them. Meanwhile, on Monday, The Wall Street Journal celebrated Simone Biles' big win at the World Championships in Belgium, tweeting, with 37 world and Olympic medals now, Simone Biles added to her extraordinary legacy. That's really lovely. Just one problem. That's not Simone Biles in the photograph. It's actually fellow American gymnast Shailese Jones seen here with Biles. After people pointed out the mistake, the journal saw the error of its ways, tweeting, we have corrected the photo in the story and on social media, adding, we are so sorry, Serena Williams. We would never intentionally disrespect you in the middle of your Renaissance World Tour. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Shailese. Meanwhile, customers with a qualifying order from Domino's will now be entitled to a free pizza through Domino's new Emergency Pizza Program. Remember, when your emergency pizza deploys, always strap the slice to your face first before helping your child with their slice of pizza. The program offers customers a free medium pizza when most needed. Because according to them, with so much uncertainty in everyday life, everyone needs a pizza at some point. Adding, unfortunately, instead of pizza, you will have to make do with Domino's. Domino's stockholders here, evidently. Oh. Meanwhile, Levi's CEO suggests wearing your jeans in the shower to help save the planet. While the CEO of Zara said, if you do that with our jeans, they will straight up dissolve. Gone. Meanwhile, in Michigan, the only state with an opposable thumb, a shelter is seeking a family for Cheeto. Beautiful little pup, so named because he was rescued after he got his head stuck in a plastic container of cheese balls. It makes sense. Cheese balls combine dogs' two favorite tastes, cheese and balls. He's fine. Meanwhile, in Britain, the World Conquer Championship is in question due to soggy chestnuts. Congratulations, Britain. You've come up with a sentence that sounds even more silly than, hello, I'm Benedict Cumberbatch. Conkers is a British game where each player drills a hole in a chestnut and strings it on a lace, then takes turns hitting one another's chestnuts until one of them breaks. After that, they continue being virgins. That's not fair. We have no idea. That's not fair. And good for you. If you're a virgin, good for you. According to a member of the championship organizing committee, the chestnuts harvested for this year's competition were found to be too soft and mushy, and the decision to bake the chestnuts has proven controversial to some players. I'm not surprised. I mean, this whole story raises all sorts of big questions, like, how the f*** did these people have a global empire? I don't understand. Meanwhile, Stouffer's has released its first ever advent calendar, and it's filled with frozen foods, like family-sized lasagna with meat and sauce, Stouffer's Bowlfuls Chicken Bacon Ranch Bowl, and Stouffer's Ultimate Five Cheese Mac. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me type 2 diabetes. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.